This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. This special program is coming to you from the state capitol in Montgomery, Alabama, where we are pleased to have as our guest Governor George C. Wallace of Alabama. Governor, it's always good to have you with us.
Dick, it's always good to be with you.
Governor Wallace, you've been involved in several actions which have made headlines recently, one of which involves some legal activity in the state of Alabama concerning the so-called guidelines laid down by the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare concerning school operation. Would you mind briefing our audience on what the situation was?
Well, you know, the guidelines, so-called, are not understood as well as they ought to because they are referred to as the guidelines, but the guidelines issued by the Health, Education, Welfare Department go even beyond the civil rights law, which is bad enough within itself. The guidelines say, for instance, that HEW has a right to close any school in the school system that they deem to be inferior. And in places in states, they have said you must close a brand new school building because they say it's inferior because of its location, its atmosphere, and its environment. It also says that they may change the materials used in a school if they consider them inferior, which means that Commissioner Howe is going to be in complete charge of what is taught your children and my children. The other day he said in a speech that they were using distorted books in the South. Which means they are now going to determine what books will be used in the school systems. One guideline says that the teachers and superintendent and the school board must sell this program of social experimentation to the public. In other words, if you are against this program, even though you enforce it as a superintendent or a teacher or a school board member, you cannot speak against it, because they say you'll lose your federal funds. However, this is not the law, and I do not believe any such guideline will ever stand any test.
These so-called guidelines are the things that they've been asking the local school boards
boards to do that go beyond the so-called civil rights law. The matter of desegregating of the faculties in the school system, when the civil rights law itself says that no commission or agency can have anything to do with employment or the curriculum in a school. Another one says they have a right to amend the guidelines from time to time in order to carry out the provisions of the Act. In other words, if you sign the guidelines, you agree to do whatever they ask you to do in the future. The whole purpose of the guideline is to destroy the neighborhood school system by closing down schools they consider to be inferior and transferring the students and faculty away from the inferior school. This in itself means that the whole school setup in every state involved will be completely altered, unlike anything that we ever thought would come about.
Governor Wallace, is it your opinion that these so-called guidelines go further than a federal court desegregation order would go?
In other words, federal court orders in the state of Alabama and Mississippi and the other states do not go as far at this time as the HEW guidelines. So actually, those under federal court orders are better off than those under HEW guidelines. I do not mean to say that a school is well off under a federal court, because a federal court has no business in the school business itself. They are two evils, but it seems that at the present moment, one is less evil than the other, but they are both evil. I object strenuously to them, and we have passed a law in our state that has outlawed the so-called guidelines set down by HEW. And the other day, a story came out from Washington that the money was still going to come to the schools, whether they complied or not, which all along bears out what I've said, that they're not going to take your money away from you on the guidelines, because the guidelines go beyond the law.
So the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, in other words, has been going around telling local school boards, if you want to continue to receive federal funds for these various programs, you must file a certificate of compliance with these guidelines. When your Alabama legislature withdrew consent to the guidelines, the HEW people in Washington said, well, that's all right, we'll send the money anyway.
That's correct. We said, take your federal money and you know what you can do with it. But, of course, our schools in Alabama are under the complete jurisdiction of local school boards by law. They have called each board numerous times, begging, pleading, threatening, intimidating. And if all of this was the law, they wouldn't have to call a school board but one time. If they didn't comply with the guidelines, then they would lose their money. But no school board has lost any money yet in any place that I know of. They are just bluffing you on that matter because they are trying to use the blackjack of federal money over the people's heads to make them do that which the law doesn't call for them to do. We passed this law in Alabama. It's now being attacked by the NAACP, but we felt that we could bring it out in the open, that the matter of quasi-secret and secret meetings with HEW groups to take over the school system board by board would be done before the people knew about it. And we feel that when you bring them into the open, put them into court, make them tell the whole world what they're doing, it at least brings converts to our side and to our way of thinking, and bears out what we've been telling people over the country, that the whole motive is to destroy the public school system as we have known it and to take over every right and vestige of the states, and to also completely capture your child. And we say that they are trifling with the health and the safety and the security in the minds of our children, and the ultimate law is the people, and someday the people are going to grow weary of having their children trifled with.
The application of these so-called guidelines thus far has been principally in the South. Do you believe that the HEW people in Washington who are setting down these guidelines and these so-called federal standards are eventually going to try to force the same sort of situation on northern school boards?
Well, according to what they say, they are. They are trying to destroy the neighborhood schools in Illinois and Pennsylvania and New York and every other state in the Union, because this great social experiment must be carried out throughout the country. But they have applied the guidelines for the present moment more strenuously to the southern area than any other area. But they are after destroying neighborhood schools all over the United States.
In your talk to the Alabama legislature, you called the so-called guidelines, and I'm quoting from press reports on your address now, a blueprint devised by socialists, which has as its objective the capture and regimentation of our children and the destruction of our public education system. Now, just what did you recommend to the legislature, and what did the legislature of Alabama do to come out from under these so-called guidelines?
I recommended that they pass an act declaring the school guidelines handed down by HEW as null and void in this state. This, in effect, freed the local boards from the intimidation and coercion that had been practiced upon them prior to the passage of this act. The act goes further and says that if you lose any money, the state of Alabama will make up what you have lost, because we have a surplus in our educational trust fund and we have the money to make up what we would lose. But we haven't lost anything, as I said a moment ago, and not going to lose anything, in my judgment, if people will only stand and tell the bureaucrats that they know what they can do. They are just as afraid that the people of Mississippi and of Alabama and of Georgia and the school board members are going to tell them to get in your place and stay in your place, as some of the people are in our own region afraid they're going to tell us we're going to take your money away from you. In my judgment, they are not going to do that because they have no authority to do it, and I don't think even a federal court is going to allow that.
Governor, what has been the reaction from two segments of your population? First, from the members of your school boards. Second, from the professional educators in Alabama.
Most of the school boards in Alabama are overwhelmingly in sympathy with this act because they know what they've been subjected to. There's been some small opposition here and there, and some of it has been conscientious, and there's been a little bit of it, very little of it, by those who just want to do these things anyway and have wanted to do them a long time, and I think you'll find that in every state. But the overwhelming vast majority of the school board members in Alabama are against the guidelines. You did have a few professional educators who have opposed it in Alabama on the grounds that it interfered with the operation of their school, and they felt like that the state was trying to tell them what to do. Well, of course, these same professional educators were as much concerned about what the federal government makes them do as some of the regulations by the state would be a lot better off. After all, the state raises most of the money for them. But you'll find some professional educators will speak out very strenuously and quickly when the state says something to them that they consider an infringement upon their freedom, which of course is not. But when the federal government rubs their nose into the ground and say, you do this and you do that, they don't raise a single whimper.
Actually, Governor, do you see any danger that if these guidelines are complied with, teachers will actually be converted from educators into government propagandists?
Well, I said in my speech that the purpose of this is to make teachers and those connected with the school propagandists, just like they are in Russia, because a teacher cannot protest the guideline. They can't make a speech at a PTA. In fact, the PTA under the guidelines must endorse them. And it does away with freedom of speech and freedom of thought. In fact, it is thought control.
Do you feel that the action that the Alabama legislature took on your recommendation actually deprives local school boards of their autonomy, or is it designed instead to preserve the maximum possible autonomy?
In fact, the autonomy of the school boards has completely been taken away before the passage of any act by the legislature through the coercion and intimidation and threats of the federal government. There's not a single board, with maybe one exception, but hardly that, in Alabama who signed any compliance forms insofar as the guidelines were concerned, save under pressure. And in my judgment, this restored the autonomy of the local school boards instead of destroying it.
Governor Wallace, our time on this discussion has gone by very quickly. Let's continue it in the very near future. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Governor George C. Wallace of Alabama. This special program has come to you from the state capitol in Montgomery, Alabama. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedoms.